If you are able, please stand for the reading of the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 44. Let us hear with our hearts and our minds this word of the Lord. Jesus said to them, "This is what I have told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of all these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple praising God. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. It's our birthday next week. I don't mean my birthday. I don't mean Barb's birthday. I mean our birthday, right? Pentecost Sunday, the birthday of the church. Today is a very important day. Today is real important because of what we just read, because of what just took place. Jesus knew that this was the moment in time that was most critical. This was the moment in time that could wreck the whole train of Christianity. Because he was about to tell his disciples something, and they would have to make a choice, a critical choice. He told them he was about to leave now. He had died on the cross, and they were just blown away with that. But then he was raised from the dead. They were blown away with that. And then for 40 days, he hung out with them and appeared to lots and lots of people. And he ate with them and talked to them and touched them. And they were blown away by that, but they got over it. And they were in a good place. And their faith had grown in leaps and bounds. And now Jesus tells them, because he knows this is it. This is what all this has been building up for. He tells them, I'm going. I'm going to leave you now. And I'm giving you a mission. And that mission is to be my witness. Locally, out around Jerusalem, Israel, Samaria, the places you don't like to go, that's Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That's everywhere. You are to be my witnesses, is what Jesus said. And then he was lifted up and disappeared from their sight. And as they're standing there looking up into the sky, all of a sudden an angel appears unto them and says, "Why are you guys standing around here goggling and oogling and looking up? Jesus is gone. All you need to know is that one day he'll come back the same way he left." So what did the disciples do then? What were Jesus's orders to them? He told them that when I leave, I'm going to send you power from on high. So go to Jerusalem and wait for it. So the disciples went to the temple. This is the temple. They went to church. And what did they do while they were at church? Scripture says that they praised God. They went to church and praised God and waited for that power from on high before going out and doing anything else. This is that moment in time that Jesus knew was so important if Christianity was to continue, if the church was to continue and flourish. And the disciples made the choice to go to church and to continually praise God until the Holy Spirit came. This was that moment in time that was so critical. Jesus said, "I'm sending you power from on high." So the disciples went to church, continually praised God, and waited for the Spirit to come upon them, for that power from on high before going out and doing anything else. And I can go on saying that over and over and over again. They did not go to church and have a wonderful time. They did not go to church and bicker and argue and fight. And they did not go to church and worry about the color of the carpet and what time meetings were supposed to be and how long they were supposed to be and who had what room and who was going where and when. And they didn't care about that stuff. All they did was go and praise God, because praising God is the most powerful thing you and I can do. Because when you praise God, continually praise God, power comes from on high. It is a life changer. And so that's what they did. That was the mission in life that they were given. From the beginning of time, we were always given a mission in life, weren't we? Dress, till, and keep the earth, be fruitful and multiply. Don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Love one another as I have loved you. Think more highly of others than you think of yourself. Boy, the list just goes on and on and on. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick. We have always been given a mission. And now we as the church need to pray for that power from on high to make disciples of Jesus Christ in order to send them out to be witnesses to the rest of the world about Jesus. That's your job, my job, every day that we get up. It begins here among the faithful, praising God together. So come, Holy Spirit. Come and guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. God loves you, and so do I.